This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today. The Prime Minister will also participate in multiple activities designed to inspire, motivate and empower the nation's future leaders. He will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country selected through the Viksit Bharat Challenge. The young leaders will showcase their presentation on their vision for Viksit Bharat during the event. President Draupadi Murmu today paid tribute to Swami Vivekananda on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the president said that Swami Vivekananda took the great spiritual message of the country to the Western world and infused a new self-confidence among the people of India. President Murmu wished for the legacy of Swami Vivekananda to continue and inspire countless people around the world. India has joined the UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for Official Statistics. As part of the committee, India will contribute to shaping global standards and practices in harnessing big data and data science for official statistical purposes. In a statement, the Ministry of Statistics said that India's inclusion in the Committee of Experts represents a significant leap forward for the country's statistical ecosystem. The ministry mentioned that the country's active engagement in the Committee of Experts will highlight its pioneering initiatives, including the establishment of the Data Innovation Lab and exploration of alternate data sources. The two satellites launched by ISRO to perform space docking experiment, SPADEX, are 15 meters apart and closing in for an exciting handshake. In a social media post today, Indian Space Research Organization said that the SDX-01 Chaser and SDX-02 target are just 50 feet away from an exciting handshake. The SPADEX mission, launched on December 30, aims to demonstrate in-space docking using small aircraft. ISRO PSLV C60 rocket had successfully placed the two satellites in its intended orbit on December 30. Both the satellites are orbiting at an altitude of 475 kilometers from Earth. Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray MP Sanjay Rauth has announced that the party will contest local body elections, including those for the municipal corporations of Mumbai, Thane, Pune and Nagpur, independently. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, Mr. Rauth explained that the party needed to assess its strength and party chief Uddhav Thackeray suggested contesting separately in these areas. He said in Lok Sabha and state assembly elections, party workers do not get the opportunity to run, which leads to dissatisfaction. The Mahakumbh in Prayagraj will begin tomorrow on Paush Purnima with the first Amrit Snan. All preparations have been completed for the grand event. Dense forests have been developed at various locations across Prayagraj to ensure pure air and a healthy atmosphere for the millions of devotees expected who are visiting the city. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog in the night and early morning hours of Delhi, East Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today and in Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till tomorrow. The Weather Department said that dense fog conditions are also likely to prevail in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Gangetic West Bengal today. According to IMD, similar conditions are expected in Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, sub-West Bengal, Sikkim, Odisha, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura over the next 2 to 3 days. The movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed the Delhi NCR region, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 25 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up 4 to 5 hours. These include the Farakka Express, Prayagraj Express, Malwa Express, Puja Express, Tamil Nadu Superfast Express, Padmavat Express, Ashram Express, Purushottam Express and Karnataka Express. In women's cricket, India will take on Ireland in the second match of the 3-1-day international series today at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. The match will start at 11 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.